This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The wind turbines that dot the fields throughout the Midwest may benefit row crops, according to new research by Iowa State University. A climate researcher with the university says air turbulence from wind turbines affects temperatures and helps reduce moisture that can lead to disease. The university tells the Des Moines Register that wind turbines have an overall healthy impact on plants. However, it is difficult to determine if those benefits improve crop yields. The research says wind turbine turbulence leads to temperatures about a half degree cooler during the day and between a half degree to a full degree warmer at night. And the turbulence and associated changes in air pressure at ground level may enrich the carbon dioxide content in the air surrounding crops, which could make the plants grow more efficiently. Air movement rustling the plants also allows sunlight to reach lower corn and soybean leaves, encouraging photosynthesis, according to the research study. Well, dairy cooperatives Prairie Farms and Swiss Valley Farms have announced a merger agreement that will merge the two businesses. The two cooperatives said last week the agreement would bring together two well-known brands and expand sale opportunities. Prairie Farms Dairy will acquire five manufacturing plants in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. If approved, the deal is expected to close in the middle of 2017. Prairie Farms Dairy represents more than 600 farm families and 35 manufacturing plants with annual sales over $3 billion. And of course, Prairie Farms Dairy is based in Carlinville, while Swiss Valley Farms is headquartered in Davenport, Iowa. In other news, as we are well aware, Christmas is typically the season of giving, and that's something that one local group has been doing for the last several years. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee hosts a Grain for Groceries drive as a fundraiser for food pantries throughout the county. Chair of the committee, Heath Houck, has the details.
We host the Grain for Groceries drive, and we've hosted it since 2011. It's been a very successful program. And kind of how it's set up is the farmers in the county donate money to the local elevators, and all the elevators in the county participate. And that money is then sold, whether it be 5 bushels, 10 bushels, 100 bushels, whatever it is, that grain is then sold and that money is collected. And then once a year we collect that money, usually at the beginning of December, and then we will disperse that money right before Christmas to give to the food pantries. This year we collected just over $4,000, and all that money then was given back to the food pantries. Each pantry got right around $400.
Heath went on to say that it's a program the group is pretty proud of because this year's total of just over $4,000 is a number they've reached every year.
That's about where we've been the last few years. So we've done it roughly, I think this was our seventh one, and we've done roughly $4,000 to $6,000 every year. So we're looking at we've given back over $30,000 in that time period. So I would call it a big success, and I know in talking to the food pantries every year that they're really, really appreciative of that money.
The Young Farmers Committee presented the checks to the food pantries on Monday at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. While I was there, I also had a chance to visit with the chairman of the Panhandle Food Pantry, Darren Darty. Darren said he supported Heath's claim that they're thankful for the donation because it helps them support over 20 families every week.
The food pantry keeps us busy. We have a great need, as most towns do in the area. And we see between 20 and 30 families every Saturday. We're open from 8:30 to 10:30 every Saturday morning. And families can come each week, too. We try to give them a good variety of staples and some specialty items, too, some breads, dairy when we can, those type of things. We have meat available every week also. But, of course, canned goods are a staple. They have a great shelf life, and people can work those into their meal planning and use them as they can. We also try to get cereal for the kids and juice, stuff that's appropriate for all family age brackets, too. So works out well.
I visited with Darren a little more about donations to the pantry, and he mentioned that they do have a constant need for food items, but suggested that the first few months after the holidays are often when they see the least amount of donations. He also listed some of the items that would be the most helpful to donate.
Our need is ongoing throughout the year. And to be honest with you, people are very generous. We have a great outpouring of support from the community in November and December. Oftentimes, I think our pantry is not alone in this issue. Once the holidays are over, January through March are pretty slim months as far as seeing people coming in the door with donations and such. We're always in need of things, especially right now with the schools out and stuff. We try to give extra cereal while the kids are home from break. The kids aren't getting breakfast at school right now. We try to make sure we have extra juice for the kids. Again, something besides just water or maybe soda or whatever other options might be. So if we can have nutritious stuff like that on hand, we'd love to get out of the way during the holidays and stuff too while the kids are home from break. Our constant needs are always this type of year, soups, chilies, those type of things, a lot of protein, a lot of fulfillment in those type of meals. And again, that's easy preparation for the most part. Also then, of course, juice, cereal I mentioned earlier, any kind of canned product like meats such as tuna, chicken breast, those type of things go a long ways also as far as preparing a meal. We have a great relationship with the Central Area Food Bank out of Springfield. We're able to get the hamburger helper and the chicken helper really economical from them. So if we have those canned meat products to throw in there, it makes the meal pretty economical and very easy for a family to prepare.
And if you would like to donate items to the Panhandle Food Pantry, you can drop off items on Saturday mornings from 8:30 to 10:30 or give Darren a call at the Pleasant Hill Christian Church in Raymond at 229-3074. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.